It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce tougher federal rules on methane as soon as this week. CPR Sam Brash reports Colorado's own regulations could be a template.
Colorado became the first state to regulate methane from oil and gas operations in 2014. Since then, production has spiked across the state, but there's only been a slight increase in emissions of the potent greenhouse gas. Environmental groups now want President Biden to follow Colorado's lead with national methane regulations, including regular checks for leaks and bans on flaring, where companies burn off excess natural gas. An announcement of new rules would come just before a UN climate conference in Scotland, where world leaders are set to detail even more aggressive climate plans. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The pandemic took a toll on Coloradans' mental health, according to a new survey. More than a third of Coloradans over 16 said their mental health was negatively affected by COVID-19. That included more than half of young adults. Nearly a quarter said they had at least a week of poor mental health in the past month. The Colorado Health Institute's Jeff Bontrager says that's a big rise from 2 years ago.
It's pretty striking. 38.3% of people had a decline in mental health. That represents about 1.6 million people in Colorado.
Almost a third of Coloradans reported losing work hours or income during the pandemic. Hispanic and Black Coloradans were especially hard hit by the economic effects. A second person has been charged in the death of a postal worker in Longmont earlier this month. The Longmont Leader reports prosecutors say Andrew James Ritchie knew about a plan to kill the worker. They say Ritchie was having an affair with the postal worker's ex-girlfriend, and he warned the worker about the woman. Court documents say the postal worker and the woman, who's also been charged with first-degree murder, had been fighting over visitation rights of their son. It is sunny and cool today for much of Colorado, with more snow around Vail and in Summit County. Mountain highs today in the 30s. In Denver, it's highs in the 50s and getting warmer tomorrow and toward the end of the week. This is CPR News.